But if you're something is there for you, then sit with it, feel it. I mean, listen to everything that you share. I mean, it's not, and like, I love how you're teaching us to do those things just like you're doing it, but allowing us to do it, not saying like, this is the way to do it. This is how you have to do it. Like everybody else does.
No,
it's like,
no, no, no.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of The Higher Self. I've got a wonderful friend of mine from Vancouver, Canada. This is going to be an awesome conversation. I want you to welcome Mr. Aaron Sosa. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on today, Danny.
You know, I love that you put your hand on your heart. What caused you to do that, or what did that mean?
You know, the reason why I put my hand on my heart is because I know at times like this, we can really, really get in our heads, you know, about what's going on or what to expect. And I just sort of let go. When I put my hand on my heart, I can feel my heartbeat. And that allows me just to let go of everything else that's around me, because I know where I need to be is right here.
Beautiful. I love that, man. So let's get right into it. I remember when we first started working together, you know, there were some things missing. And there were some things that you wanted to fix. You remember what those were? Or take me back. Take me back to where you were in your journey back then.
Yeah. So, you know, before we started working together, which was, you know, going back just to like make it full circle, I attended Relentless when you were hosting it and you had Kobe Bryant on stage. And I remember seeing you because I actually knew of you, of who you used to be. And when I went to this event, I saw there's a different side of Danny right now. There's some change going on. And I actually connected with you right then and there because I felt like I was sort of in that same alignment in my own journey when I was going through that. And then just to go through that quickly, you know, we did a breath work and that was the first time I was ever introduced to it at that. And it was mind blowing that I went back home. I told my wife about it. A month later, she flew out to California to become a facilitator in breath work. And 2 years, I think it's about 2 years later, I did Awaken in the springtime. And when we had done that, I mean, I've done a lot of breath work since my wife has become a facilitator, but I had an experience like no other when we did Awaken. I had an emotional release.
Sure.
When I had that release, I've never had that before. I mean, I've had, you know, the sensations, the visions, that event, it was like a calling and it was a calling for me to connect with you on a deeper level. And in fact, I signed up for Leverage right there. And the next step that was to go to Colombia with you and journey. And so it all came together.
Yeah, you're one of those people who you've done it all. You drank all the Kool-Aid. You got the pitcher, the glass. You're starting to pour cups for everybody else. Like you're the real deal, you know?
Yeah.
And it's awesome, Aaron, because everything that we do as a company, we do it, you know, really just to help people experience their highest self and their highest potential. And so thank you for sharing everything that you shared about Awaken. Fast forward us to today. What have you noticed has changed in your life? And then I want to know about the journey. I want to know about the steps. So take us to today. What has changed?
Well, you know, before I started Leverage, before I went and did the journey with you, I was running my business completely on my own. I was doing everything. And as far as before, we're saying going back last year, I was actually 30 pounds heavier. I was always in my mind. I was always beating myself up mentally, like all the time. It was something I just could not let go. And if I just fast forward all that right now, I've released 30 pounds. And a normal pattern for me is to lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. But I've released those 30 pounds and I've kept it off for the rest of this year. And I just have a healthier living because, I mean, like you always share with us, your inside world creates your outside world. So just, you know, I feel my energy levels are better. I've almost cut out caffeine completely. I've started juicing. I've gone to vegetarian meals, eating a little bit of seafood once in a while. But all those things have really changed like my life entirely. Right? Exactly. And like my relationship with my wife is deeper. We're more passionate with each other. And my business has doubled. So
it's freaking awesome.
It's amazing. There's been a lot of change. When you ask me that question, it's a loaded question. I can go on forever.
No, it makes me so happy to hear that, Aaron, because everything that I do it because I remember where I was at. You know, I do it because I remember being stuck. I remember being overweight. I remember being miserable. I remember, you know, constantly beating myself up. I remember the negative talk. And as a result of all of that, I remember my external world just being a reflection of my internal world. And I've always been the kind of person that it's like, when I find something, I want the world to know about it. And so in many ways, I feel like I found life. Like, you know, like I found the truth to life, the truth to the essence of life and love and abundance, quite frankly. And so I want to share that with people. And you know, that's why we create Awaken. That's why we create the programs, you know, that we create like Leverage. That's why we do the retreats. And to hear you say that, man, to hear you say how much your life has changed, it's like, it just brings me so much joy, dude. Because this is just like the first year, basic. I mean, right? We're just getting started.
Exactly. We're just getting started. It's the first year. And so much has changed so quick.
Yeah.
I'm super grateful for where I am today. And what I've really gotten through what the work we've done together is like everything that I've gone through in life, the ups, the downs, the challenges, was all meant to be that way for me to be at this point right now. That's because right. I wouldn't be who I am if that wasn't the case.
That's right, man.
Right. And what I love about what you do for our community is you basically just share your journey, and through your journey, you're able to inspire us, but at the same time, it empowers us to do this on our own. I mean, I was one of those guys, Danny, I was like you. I was like, you know, I want to figure out how to do this as quick as I can. So I'd go to every single event, every single inspirational guru there was, or somebody teaching me how to do things faster. I was all over that. And what's really changed for me is I've realized that everything that I'm doing is within me. And that's what's actually making the permanent change. It's not a temporary change. I'm not getting super high and motivated and then coming home and then crashing a month later, you know? And that's what I realized. I don't need to go to these events to try to get everything from the outside world. It's already within me. And that's the amazing thing about the plant medicine.
It's so interesting you bring that up because, quite frankly, what you're experiencing is as a result of my journey. And I say this because I was that guy. I was that guy that wanted to host the events so that you could like me, you know, so that you could look up to me, so that you could follow me, so that you know, and this is quite frankly the state of most all, like, you know, seminar gurus, like deep in the core, the true reason why they do what they do is because they need your approval, admiration, and they want the power, the success, and the fame. And I'm only saying that because that was me as well. And then when I healed, I started realizing, nah, because if somebody like Aaron goes to a normal seminar, even one of my previous seminars, sure, he'll get a little motivated. He's not leaving a different person. So, you know, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, guess what's going to happen? He's going to crash and fall again. Through my healing, I was able to realize they don't need more of me. They need more of themselves. And the answer is within themselves. All we do is help to facilitate the experiences that you and everybody else needs to experience in order to find out your own truth and your own power.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful to hear, dude.
It is. It is. I mean, just it's exciting peeling off the layers of, you know, who I've become to this point, and then going back within and peeling those layers off to see who I really am. You know, it's beautiful. I've really realized that if I really focus on the way that I feel, then who I'm being to the rest of the world is just a natural outcome.
Ooh, right? I like that, man. I like that. I'm going to use that. So you mentioned plant medicine. You came all the way from Canada to Colombia with us. That's not something we speak about too often, but once you go through Awaken, if you want to take it to the next level, we can help facilitate that. What was that like for you?
Well, and I really felt the calling. I mean, it was interesting. Like I said, I joined Leverage, and I remember doing that event, and through the breath work and the visualizations I'd had, I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this and go to Colombia. When I went to Colombia with you, I really wanted to just let go and surrender and see what was there, because I knew there was a calling for it, but I didn't know exactly what was going to come out of it. And there was so many breakthroughs and so much that I healed from inside that it was, I even now it's been what, 1, 2, 3 months. It's like I have people telling me all the time when they see me, you look like a different person. They feel the different energy. I mean, one of the biggest blessings was when I came home and I sat with my wife, and Harsha told me like that, you know, she sees that I'm more present with her and that she feels safer and that she can feel that I'm more in my heart than in my head. And when I heard that, that was like it was all worth it right there.
There's no price tag that you can put on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's interesting. You bring this up. I'll be a little vulnerable myself, but I was never that for Claudia. Never. I didn't know how to be that. I get emotional think about it because she deserves so much. She deserves so much more, you know? And I remember I would get mad, you know, and I would complain to her because the house wasn't clean or the food wasn't made or, you know, whatever. Well, no shit, she wasn't going to clean the house or cook for you because, idiot, you are an asshole. You know what I'm saying? You know? And so, like, I look forward to the day in my next relationship where I could be that because I know where I am now. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to finally be able to be present in the moment, to be able to share love and it's awesome to hear Harsha's words because it's awesome to hear the outcome of what, when a man is present, the woman feels safe. She feels loved. She feels present. She feels like the queen she is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't even realize safety was something that was a concern before, you know, and just to hear that, it was like a real eye-opener. It created a lot of awareness that how we, us as males, that's what they look for within us, right? So it was really, really special to hear those words when she had told me when I got back.
You know what's crazy, Aaron, is because us as males think we're just wired to provide. We think as long as we're providing, as long as there's money. Food on the table.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want, really? You know?
Yeah.
But what they want, they want safety. When they experience safety, their mind opens up, their heart opens up, their body opens up. The passion of everything opens up because they're free. They're heart. Women are heart. They're all heart. They're the feminine. And so it's a game changer.
It is. It is.
So awesome.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And as a result of all of that, man, like what's happened in your business? Because, you know, again, I have such a passion for this as well. It's, you know, sometimes I really wish like the whole real estate industry would just trust me and like get in the program because like their lives are going to be better. Because they don't understand, it's difficult to explain for me sometimes, they don't understand how stuck they are because they're really not in business. They're just in a high-paying job because they're operating from high-paying job mentality. What a change for you.
Again, this is a loaded question. I mean, this year, like I've been licensed for 13 years. I've been full-time on my own for 8. And this year I hired a full-time assistant and without even the intention of growing a team, because once we did the journey, once we did Awaken, all of a sudden things started to just become more and more clear. The more I connected with myself, my vision became more and more clear. And so I just started putting it out there. I started journaling about it. I started thinking about it. And naturally, now, like, you know, just a few months after Awaken, I have a team of 3 agents. And they're all organic. They like came to me asking me to join the team because who they can see me being. And that's what it was crazy because actually, I think on our first call together, that's exactly what you said I needed to do is I needed to find a few agents to come work with me. And it just happened like that. And so, yeah.
Before we go any further, if you're listening and you're in business, everybody's business is different. So yeah. I'm thinking of DJ right now in San Diego. Where I told them you need to dismantle the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's business is different. And so what we do is we take a look at your business, where you are at. We'll get you there. You know, we will get you, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 times what you're doing right now and half the effort, but everybody's journey is different. So that was my disclaimer. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for that alone, like I said, you know, the team is growing with people that I'm aligned to, connected. It's not just people that I need to fill spots on a team. Like, we did as a team, we did Awaken virtually because, of course, we're here in Canada right now. And they all had breakthroughs. And what was really beautiful to see is they didn't have breakthroughs just with themselves. They had breakthroughs with their partners. And so, like, you know, and it's like, I know that, like we always say, the inside world creates the outside world. So we don't just work on how to become a better agent, but we work on how to become a better person.
And well, that's what you work on becoming a better person, you automatically a better agent.
Exactly. And like I said, last year, I've doubled my business and it's just the beginning,
So tell me this, I'm going to bring this up for a while because we both come from the coaching world. We've been in coaching before, but I remember, like, you know, again, when you're in that world where you believe that matter moves matter instead of, you know, this and this is what declares this.
Absolutely.
you know, you leave some of these events feeling guilt. Mm-hmm. Because that's the energy in the room. It's like, why are you not doing this? I just had a call with a new member yesterday, and he was like, I was like, you know, here's where you are today. Here's where you want to be 3 years from now. What do you think is holding you back? He says, consistency. And I'm like, there it is. No, you don't get it. Well, and you know, it's like, because people are so wired to think the more that I work, the more that I earn. It's actually, it's the opposite. The more that I am, the more that I earn, you know? Yeah, and I can go on and on and on with that. But what are your thoughts? I'm sorry. I was just about to go down the hole that I don't think people are ready to go to.
I completely get it. And the other thing is some of these events that you go to and some of these coaching programs, when you go to these things, and I think the reason why we feel we leave there and we're like not in a place of fulfillment and ready to grow, we're like, we got to work harder every time. And that's because we're comparing ourselves to everybody else in the room.
And honestly, Aaron, what human being wants to work harder?
Exactly. No, none of us. And that's, but the thing is we're all programmed like that. Like I remember before we went to Colombia, I called you up and I asked you, I said, hey, Danny, I don't know if I can come to Colombia. You know, in Canada, we have these crazy restrictions where if I travel, I have to come home and I have to do 2 weeks quarantine. And you said, what's wrong with that? Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need 2 weeks of quarantine. And honestly, it was just like, just that switch by changing my belief system around that was like, okay, not only did I go to Colombia, a month later, I came to Austin.
You did.
Right? It's just like, it's just as simple as that. It's crazy how much we're programmed, just like you're saying, you know, programming about working harder to make more.
Well, it's because, Aaron, we're programmed through limitations. And so the minute someone gives you a limitation, guess what the mind does? It just accepts the limitation. Oh, I guess I can't go because if I go, that means 2 weeks. What if you attracted the country you live in because every once in a while you need 2 weeks off? By the way, how was those 2 weeks for you? What did it do for you?
Amazing. I mean, I came home. I was still able to run my business. I was still able to help my team. Everything still worked well. There's nothing that changed.
So then in essence, by you facing the fear, you removed the limitation.
Exactly.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So final thoughts, man. If you could share anything with our audience, with people who are thinking about coming to Awaken in Denver, maybe there's a real estate agent out there, which, I mean, I feel it in my heart. This show is one of the most impactful we've done because it's two guys talking. And we talked relationship, we talked health, we talked money, we talked everything. For the man out there, or the woman out there who's been thinking about maybe, you know, joining the program and seeing what we have to offer, you know, whatever. What would you share with them?
As far as anybody that's thinking about either attending Awaken or joining Launch or Leverage, I mean, the answer's with it. And I think when you're teeter-tottering between I should do it or not do it, I remember I was in that same space. In fact, I was thinking about joining in December of last year. And I was doing this balancing act and I'm like, should I do it? Oh, the payments are here and everything. And I was going back and forth and I'm like, what everyone says about Danny. Is it true? Is he really this guy? Or, you know, all these things are going through my mind. And I didn't make that decision. And, you know, everything still worked out where I still joined in the springtime. But if something is there for you, then sit with it, feel it. I mean, listen to everything that you share. I mean, it's not, and like, I love how you're teaching us to do those things just like you're doing it, but allowing us to do it. Not saying like, this is the way to do it. This is how you have to do it like everybody else does.
No,
it's like,
no.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's your journey and it's your life, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think it's a beautiful process when you not only acknowledge that, but respect that and go about it however you feel best to go about it. All we're here to do is to help show what's possible. You know, to help show what's possible. And then when you want what's possible, well, then we'll show you how to get there, you know? But sometimes the steps may not be the right timing for you. And that's okay as well. It's everybody's journey and everybody's journey is different.
Absolutely. You got to make the decision. That's what it comes down to. Once you decide, that's when you can create.
That's it.
So I'd say if you're thinking about joining or attending Awaken, make the decision.
I love that. I love that. Aaron, how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you? If they, you know, maybe they're having questions, whatever. How would people get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look me up on social media, Aaron Sosa, or on IG, it's _ Aaron Sosa _. And, or feel free to give me a call, 604-499-7653. I'd be more than happy to connect with anyone and share any of my experiences with them because I love being a part of this journey in my own life.
I love that. I love that. Thanks, Brett. And tell Harsha to say hello, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love you, brother. Thank you so much for everything.
Love you too, always, man. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.